Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Beverages, the BizBev Pod bi-weekly quiz, where myself and Will Keating take each other on over a battle of beverages for the benefit of you, the listener, to learn more in our fun edutainment quiz.
Benefit of who?
I don't think it actually benefits anybody at this point. You know, we've kind of stopped keeping an overall score. It's more about the fun and enjoyment and learning about drinks.
100%. And actually, today's a very special day, Foxy. Do you know why?
Well, the sun is shining. So, you know, that's been good.
Yeah, it makes it unusual in Ireland. Absolutely. But not necessarily special. But today is our second anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, so we're exactly 2 years, or pretty much exactly 2 years, since we launched BizBev Pod.
That's incredible. Consider that it was like, Asher, look, we'll head off to your brother-in-law's studio, record an episode, see how it goes in the middle of lockdown. This is actually great.
Yeah, no, and we were a long time in the planning, and we've done over 100 episodes between full episodes and quizzes, so yeah, fair play to us, Foxy.
Yeah, we've survived. Remember when we were saying how 9 episodes was the usual yes. mark of a podcast? Yes, if the vast majority of podcasts tend to give up after 9 episodes.
Yes, yeah. Pod fade, as they call it, tends to happen to a podcast that they just don't have the appetite to keep going. So fair play to us. We must be thirsty fellas for keeping going.
Oh, some clever puns in there on a beverage podcast, Will.
What's the plan for today? What are we doing?
We are quizzing. It's time to get quizzical.
Now, I'm very nervous that I've selected a drink and some questions that I think I've already asked you, but I can't remember.
Well, I think this has happened before, where it was only on the second last clue that I thought this sounds familiar. So I wouldn't lose too much sleep over this.
Yeah. Well, can I go first? Because
if I
get it wrong, and I've already asked these questions, then we'll have to furiously make a plan B.
Okay, well, let's go with plan A then. You ask the questions first, we'll see how we get on.
Okay, so let's try. So for 5 points, this drink was the only alcohol beverage consumed by Rachmaninoff. He used to steady his nerves before the technically demanding 24th variation of his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini with a glass of this.
Right, that clue does not sound familiar whatsoever. I think that might be the first time. That might be the first time that Rachmaninoff has ever been mentioned on this podcast. I am going to guess vodka.
No. Although I see your logic and fair play to you, but no, not in this case. So for 4 points, this drink is a key ingredient in the Stinger cocktail, and also, the Springbokke shot, even though it's only 25% ABV.
Okay, so it's a key ingredient in a cocktail at 25% ABV.
Yeah.
What is 25% ABV? Is it some sort of fortified wine?
Why are you asking the questions? I thought I asked.
Sorry. Well, my guess is fortified wine.
No, it's not. So there were a couple of things in there. So the Stinger cocktail, so maybe you don't know what the Stinger cocktail is, that's fine. The Springbokke shot, and the fact that it's 25% ABV should kind of lead you to, something along those lines. Okay, so for 3 points, there are both vibrantly colored and uncolored versions of this drink. Both, however, are flavored with a familiar plant grown all over the world, but for this product, it's usually sourced from Corsica.
Oh. Because I was... No, this is wrong, but it's getting me towards somewhere, I think. Corsica threw me there. So I was going to guess absinthe.
Ignore Corsica. Ignore Corsica.
Right. I was going to guess absinthe. So I'm going to stick with absinthe.
No, but you're definitely getting, so absinthe, you're in the right zone.
Okay.
But if you think about absinthe, it's an extremely, it's famous for its high ABV. So this is something which is a little less strong.
Yes, well, they do say that absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
We are plumbing the depths. So, for 2 points, this drink was purportedly a favourite papal drink and the punchline of Billy Connolly's best-known joke.
Oh, Creme de Menthe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the punchline of which is, I'll have a pint of that then, please. Yeah.
It also featured in, did you ever watch Black Books with Dylan Moran and Bill Bailey? So yeah, there's a scene where the job interview where Bill Bailey has with Dylan Moran to get the job in the bookshop happens in a pub. And of course, Dylan Moran's character is quite fond of the old alcohol anyway, returns from the bar, sits at the wrong table, eventually finds Bill Bailey. I was like, what did you order? I was like, a pint of lager. Oh, well, I got you Creme de Menthe.
Black Books is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. If you're not familiar with it, it is a whimsical sitcom from about 20 years ago now.
Yeah, but it is excellent.
There you go. Well, I'm just delighted that the questions hadn't been asked before. I knew the Rachmaninoff one would stick in your mind, surely.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's the first time Rachmaninoff has been mentioned. I think there is a Rachmaninoff brand vodka these days. I think
you're right, actually. Yeah, there's a lot of off or ending in off vodkas. Yeah. The last clue would have been for 1 point. The most familiar version of this is the bright green Creme de Menthe from Bols. Yeah. So we, fair play. You got it.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy with that with a point to spare. Now, Will, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay. So, Will, for 5 points, this beverage is available in Belgium, Canada, Ireland, France, Switzerland, the UK, and occasionally the Netherlands.
Ah, Jesus. Okay. Oh. So how would something be available consistently in Belgium and only occasionally in the Netherlands?
I'll be honest, I don't know why. I couldn't find a reason why it only sporadically appears in the Netherlands.
Okay. So I'm guessing it's something non-alcoholic, and I'm going to go with Tango.
It's not Tango, but good guess. The beverage is also sold for 4 points, sold in Sweden and Norway, but under the brand name Safari.
Zafari or Safari?
Safari, like the thing you might do in South Africa or Kenya. However, that brand name is in no way connected to the brand name that we know it as.
Ah, okay. So it's almost certainly some kind of soft drink now, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're going down the right road.
So I'm trying to think of soft drinks that you... Tenora.
I would be amazed if Tenora... it was available outside of anywhere that borders Cork, but... Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if Tenora was sold as Safari in Sweden and Norway. Some lad just brought it over in a kit bag and ended up selling it under a different brand name. It's not Tenora, but I think maybe for 3 points, the ingredients might give you a clue. So the ingredients include skimmed milk, water, sugar, cream, fruit puree, active bacterial cultures, cornstarch, locust bean gum, and vitamin D3. Do you want me to go back through those again?
Oh God, yeah, please.
All right, there's a couple of standout ones, and I've listed them as ingredient labels do, from what is the most in it to what is the least in it.
Yeah.
So we have skimmed milk, water, sugar, cream, fruit puree, active bacterial cultures, cornstarch, locust bean gum, and vitamin D3.
I want to say Actimel.
Oh, you're so close. You're so close. Ah. It's not Actimel, but it's very close. But maybe for 2 points, you might remember the ad campaign in 2004, which used a parody version of the Eddie Grant hit classic Give me hope, Joanna.
Huh?
Do you not remember this?
No.
Right, so they had a whole ad that was a parody version of Eddie Grant's Give Me Hope, Joanna, about teenagers being a bit, little bit sleepy and tired, but this beverage woke them right up.
Oh, God. This is obviously a big, big milestone in your life, but I'm afraid it passed me by.
Oh, I was sure you were going to get it on this one.
So it's some kind of breakfast drink.
I wouldn't say it's at the time, I think they were trying to pivot it to a breakfast drink, but I think you can enjoy this beverage any time of the day.
Yup.
It is yup.
Oh.
So it was a whole, give me yup, Joanna, give me yup, mama.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yup. That, yeah, it's definitely an all-day beverage for sure. You
know? Yep. From one point, the key was, it's made by Yoplait, and we have guessed this a lot on many quizzes.
Yeah, I think it's probably second to Geneva. Yes,
I think we've actually stopped guessing Geneva because it's never Geneva.
Well, I wonder, is there an appetite for BizBev Pod t-shirts that just say it's never Geneva on the back and BizBev Pod in the front? Yeah, drop us a line maybe if you want a BizBev Pod t-shirt that says, you know,
it's never Geneva.
It's never Geneva. Well, well done. That's it. That's another honorable draw.
Yeah, that was good. We learned loads again.
Yeah, and now we all know that you can't buy Yop in the Netherlands, certainly not routinely.
Yes, only occasionally.
And that Rachmaninoff's favorite drink was creme de menthe.
Yes, so maybe we should celebrate our 2-year anniversary with some Yop and Rachmaninoff vodka.
Right, fair play.
All right, take care, Will.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
And then I can
the thing is, like, the fact that we can't remember also helps.
I think we're kind of fucking useless.
Yeah, but yeah.